It is the Daily Talk Show, Tommy. Mate, I wonder if you can pick up on that fizzy water. I don't know if you can.
Yeah, you definitely can. I'm just pouring out a couple of glasses of sparkling mineral water.
Thanks to Woolworths.
They're not a sponsor. Please sponsor us if you can. Cheers.
Well, that was... The reason it was all awkward because you put your finger in front of the cheers.
Just cheers with a guy who doesn't drink.
Cheers. That's better. It doesn't sound that good.
Nah.
It's Friday, everyone. Episode 34.
Yeah.
You'll be able to hear those bubbles.
No, you won't be able to.
It's Friday night here. Very relaxing. You've come over to my joint. I've just finished filming for the day.
Yeah.
You've been editing. How's your day been?
Yeah, good. This week I've literally had this feeling of... I just don't have the answers. And you know, some week I go through months. It's like I ride a wave of feeling amazing.
Yeah.
And then I hit the bottom of the wave and I'm feeling like I fucking got no answers of how I need to do this thing for my business.
Yeah.
I.e. make it bigger. And I think it's so natural, right? But on the other side, I'm just like, I fucking need the answers.
Mm.
But it's like I'm always wanting to know the answer.
So where are you on the wave at the moment?
Oh, I went real hard down the face of the wave.
Yeah.
Felt real good. I'm just sort of like carving down the bottom. I've still got traction, momentum. The wave's still behind me.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm just like, fuck, is this the right board?
Using the wave metaphor, it's the sort of like...
I love metaphors.
You know I love metaphors. No, it's like when you see the start of the wave, you see the opportunity, you see the possibilities. You don't know how big the wave could even get bigger. And now you're actually like in it and there's probably... And it's, as you said, it's that grind. You just fucking grind. Is that what they do with surfing? They grind the wave? No,
that's
more of a skateboarder reference.
Carve the wave.
Carving. Absolutely
they
carving.
Carve the wave. So it's, you asked how my week's been. That's how it's felt.
This is nice to be able to do this on a Friday night.
A bit reflective for the week.
Yeah, it's 7 p.m. Bree is still, she's at work. Chocolate company.
Where's she on the wave at the moment? Her job.
She's on the packing chocolate wave.
Okay.
They're all hands on deck at Hey Tiger HQ.
Yeah, you say it like it's a fucking paid ad. You always emphasize Hey Tiger.
Yeah, it's very true.
And then I just sold them in too. They don't even sell the chocolate yet to this they on this date today.
HeyTiger.com.au.
Fuck off.
Yeah, they...
The least chocolate I've eaten of it. Like, you expect a friend who... It's like, imagine if you knew one of the dudes that worked at Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory. You know, out of that movie.
No, you know what the thing is? If you knew Willy... Was that his name? Is that his first name?
Yeah,
Willy?
Willy Wonka, yes.
No wonder Wonka, he calls himself Willy Wonka. If you wouldn't never just call yourself Willy, would you?
I had a boss called Willy. Called him Willy.
Really?
I liked it.
What sort of boss? Was this at the stripping business?
I was the boss.
Okay, well...
They call me Big Willy. No.
Big Willy.
No. Willy at the radio station. He's like, probably listening to the show.
Is that how, like, redheads are called Bluey?
Are they?
Yeah. It's Bluey? Like the opposite type of thing. So I was implying everyone's creating the connection. Yeah, so Bree's working at Hey Tiger, which is a chocolate social enterprise started by Cyan Taid, one of the geniuses behind Envato, where I used to work.
Yeah. And just in case you didn't get any of the pronunciations from Josh because he was unclear, Envato.
I feel like
Tiger.
No, when I say Envato, it sounds like Envato.
What fuck, mate? I still can't work out how to get to the place to buy After Effects templates. It takes me to a marketplace. They're a $1 million company. I still don't even know how to work it out.
It's I mean, they've got a whole team working on user experience.
Maybe it's fucked. But it's a great business. I mean, I've given them a lot of my money.
It's fair.
And I've recommended them to nearly every one of my mates.
Doesn't make it easy.
Nah,
So Bree's packing chocolate because they launch, I think, on the 7th. So it's just you and I here on the river in Abbotsford.
Just a quick one. It fascinates me, and I've only just learnt it more since dealing with bigger businesses. It's like seeing something like Envato that makes a lot of money, which in turn to me just shows that it's successful in terms of they've got a great product, etc. But there are still flaws. Like, it's still like, I tried to find, my example is, I wanted to find After Effects templates, the site, I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
Because they've got five
Video
different,
Hive.
Okay, so Video Hive. I typed it in, it took me to like a home page, and I tried to send that to a friend, and they got lost. And so my point is, it's like, I find it really hard to just find, if you don't remember Video Hive, which I didn't, and I just wanted to write Envato After Effects templates, and I couldn't find it. And my point is, it's like big businesses that still do well, because there's probably a lot of people that understand and know.
Yeah.
But there's still flaws. It's like when Tribe, Jules Lund's app started, there was like, they didn't have a search functions or sort function for what campaigns were being shown on your feed, right?
Mm-hmm. Which, so that would mean...
So if you were a dog... If you had a dog as an influencer and you wanted to make money posting photos on your dog's account, and then there's all these random products like human food.
So you couldn't like filter.
You couldn't filter them, but now you can. But my point is, like, he got it out.
Yeah. Well, that's, I think the learning on that is that the power of being first.
Yeah.
Really good book, 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing. And they talk about the power of being first in a category. And that's something that Envato did numerous times. They did it with Flashden, with Flash before, when, you know, Flash was cool. Then they did Theme Forest, which was, you know, predominantly a WordPress template site.
Yeah.
But they've, they've been able to succeed, even though that sometimes there's sites that do one thing and they're able to do better. But I think, Envato have been around long enough, and they, it's interesting. I know that one of the things with them is they're also dealing with like a lot of legacy code. So you imagine if you are a company that's been around for a while, you have all these brands, and so they set up all these different brands before they realize that they're going to be big. When you're a small company with a couple of people, you don't think about when you've got millions of people visiting the website and navigation. So there's a lot of like sticky tape.
But then you got to start.
That's the thing. Yeah, starting and they're still winning, and then you iterate. And then, but the thing is, the bigger the ship, the fucking slower it moves.
Mm.
Whereas when you're this like little nimble, and I think that's why like businesses that promote being sort of the second. It's like, that's what Optus did for a long time with Telstra. It's like you can be the second player. And so for Envato, they have like companies like Creative Market, which, you know, position themselves as the smaller, nimble business.
Mm.
But the thing that Envato does have is that huge library and the huge volume of traffic, which sort of feeds the beast.
It's taking Bodhi for a walk last night.
Yeah.
And we're just cruising, just him and I. And we're walking down Ackland Street in St Kilda. And I've done this quite a few times in my life. Hey, there's a fucking drone. There's a... just looking out Josh's balcony, and there's a drone flying.
Which one is it? It looks
that's
like
a Mavic. Same as mine.
It's getting close to the fucking
trees. Oh, he's done.
Trees.
He's bringing it down low to the river. Anyway,
this is exciting.
Anyway, that's
a bit of excitement for a Friday night.
The live action out the window. So I'm walking along with Bodhi and minding our own business for a moment before I decided not to mind my own business. And there was a couple walking next to me, and they were having this discussion.
You're great at like banter with the general public.
Well, I don't know if this was... it definitely wasn't needed. But the girl was saying to the guy... so the guy said, oh, that used to be a shoe shop. And he was looking at an old shop that was vacant. And she's like, oh, I don't know if it is. I don't know if it was. I think it's... You know, are you talking about the one that was down there, down the street? He's like, nah, they used to sell Converse and stuff. And she's like, nah, look, I don't think there was. And at that point, they were just cruising past me because I had a bit of a slow walk on. And I just looked over at them and I said, there was.
That's great though.
And she looks over at me, looks really stunned, and he looks at me and smiles. And I said, yeah, they definitely used to sell Converse. I was just thinking that walking past it. And he laughed.
I love that, Ben. I love like connecting. I feel like I had a moment like that the other morning when I was at my car and I heard this.
Like singing. Grandma.
No, like no. I heard this singing. I was like, what's going on? I'm in a big car park in like the basement of my apartment block. And then there's this chick with her baby and she's just like singing to the baby. And it was really nice. And I was like, oh, good acoustics for it. I felt like really, I was like, oh, like I'm happy. Like I would normally just shut up in those scenarios and just let it and allow this weird thing because she's like continuing to sing near me. I'm like, okay, I have to address it now.
Yeah.
I felt really good about
it. It's good. Interact. Because what's the worst that can happen? I just said to him, good luck with it. And he walked off. But here's the thing. I was in the supermarket 5 minutes later and he walks into the same aisle as me by himself and he just nods at me and smiles. He was like, yeah, you had my back.
It sounds like you guys had a thing.
She was so sure that there wasn't a shop there.
You should see how far you could go with it. sleep. How many hours of sleep do you get a night?
I couldn't tell you because it's broken. It's woken and broken from Bodhi waking up.
So he cries? How do you wake up?
Yeah, he just wakes up and cries. He's unsettled. And then we've conned him. So he was drinking milk during the night. Up to like three bottles, sometimes four.
Well, that's why if I drank milk throughout the night, I wouldn't be able to sleep either.
He wakes up crying, you give him a bottle, and he's back to sleep and drinks it while he's sleeping. But then he's asleep.
Is that okay? Is it like prenatal nurses or whatever you call it?
Mate,
postnatal? What does natal mean?
Prenatal, postnatal. Post is past the birth
of your
child.
What does the natal bit mean?
Natal. I don't know the meaning, but if it's prenatal means before the baby, postnatal is after the baby. Postnatal depression.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway,
sure.
I'm not a words expert in that field, but I know my baby. And he drinks milk and he fucking loves it. And what we've done is
what sort of milk?
Powdered milk.
Okay.
They told us to cut it off. The people's told us to cut
Who's
it off.
Who's the people?
The
Converse guy.
The nurse.
the nurse. Okay, so you do have some nurse that comes
Yeah,
visit.
So you get government, like you just go to these appointments. Fucking awesome Australian, like what they provide you. It's so you're not killing your baby.
Yeah.
And you take them there, they weigh them and they measure them and they tell you what's going on, what you need to know. And Bodhi's been so good his whole life. Like we haven't really
his
had
whole
to worry.
Life. The whole 1 year.
Yeah, but as in like there's complications and mothers freak out. Like there would be some full-on cases, but I think Bodhi's been pretty great and we're so fortunate, right? But the point of, we had to cut him off the milk. And so I've conned him into it. I give him a bottle. It's full of water. He drinks it, goes to sleep. So it's just a soothing thing. You know when Brie, your girlfriend, puts her thumb in your mouth when you're sleeping because you're having a bad dream?
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
I did like the sound effect. No, so you're probably... What time do you go to bed, though?
9:30, 10.
That's such a good time. Yeah, I feel like it would be later than that. I feel like we text and you'll be...
9:30, 10. That would be like a variation...
Of half an hour. Yeah, I can do math.
Probably 10. Let's say 10. Consistently 10 because it could be later or earlier.
And do you have any rules around your phone?
No, I'm fine. I just charge my phone, put it down.
Sounds like a bit of a sleep interrogation, but I'm just trying to ascertain some stuff. So have you always gone to sleep similar times?
I used to go to bed very early because I was on breakfast radio.
Oh, no. Yeah. You would have stayed up late as a stripper.
Yeah, late as a stripper, early as a personal trainer, early as a radio host.
And which one feels more natural to you? Waking up early.
Definitely getting up early is better for me. And here's the thing. Someone said to me, Lucy, who's on the podcast Monday.
Yeah.
My little apprentice.
Work experience.
Yeah. She said, I'm not a morning person. Like, I'm a night owl.
As a teenager, you're a nothing person, right? You just fucking...
Well, I said you'll soon learn that you can't just stay up late because when you have a job, you've got to get to the fucking job, right? But it's like Amy isn't a morning person. You could say that, right?
So, yeah, I used to feel jet lagged all the time. If I didn't get 8 hours of sleep, I used to, every single morning, mum, nostalgia alert, she would...
Oh, Josh loves talking about his past, doesn't he?
That's from your mum. Thanks, Joanne. Is it Joanne? Yeah. Do we use her full name or is she Jo? Did she like Jo or
no? You could
probably
guess what her surname, full name, as in Joanne.
Yeah.
Joanne.
You've said no, but she likes Jo?
Joey.
Joey. Oh, that's cute. Joey. Do you ever call your mum by her first name?
Yeah, Joey.
I'll say Lynn or Mrs. J.
Okay, I say, hello, darling. That's what I say to her.
A bit sleazy.
Fuck off, mate.
Darling just reminds me of Kyle Sanderlands.
Hi, darling.
Darling? I don't
There's
know.
Nothing sleazy about calling
your mum darling.
Saying
I
hi,
agree.
Darling, to your mum. If it was my 16-year-old work experience girl, a bit fucked.
No, but just calling it, like, Darl, I remember when I was trying to be cool as a kid, I would call people Darl. My striped shirt and watching Queer Eye the Straight Guy going around. Hey, Darl.
And a fanny pack.
I had so many people think that I was gay as a kid. They would... I could be gay. You would... Thank you. No, I had like a comeback though. When people would say, oh, Josh, you're gay. I'm like, I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is. And they would,
it's a good
they'd
one.
Get real riled up about it.
See, the problem with that joke is the grade six kids
they don't
just
get
still
it.
Would have thought you were
Yeah, they
gay.
Take everything so literal. But they're the idiots, aren't they?
You mean
but,
you've got a boyfriend? You're gay.
Yeah, well, that's literally what you had to. I remember this one guy was very confusing. I had Ted Baker glasses. He used to always come up to me and say, Ted Baker, is that a band or a brand? Mm. And it would fuck with my mind because I had no idea of what he was talking about. He would always ask me. But anyway, talking about the sleep. So I saw this... article. I just typed in sleep into Google the other day. And there's this article that talks about the fact that our bedtime is actually coded into our DNA.
Well, you know that... So hang on. Are you saying the specific time?
Saying that, you know, like some people are like, oh, I'm like staying up late. That is what they call a late chronotype.
Okay.
And so a late chronotype is like... And they'll feel jet lagged all the time. Mm. And because they just can't get to sleep until later and they get up later. And it can, having a late chronotype apparently is linked to things like having depression and shit like that because you like create isolation, you're off sort of kilter with the rest of the world.
So late meaning you stay up.
Staying up late, going to waking up late, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So, late chronotype, but I've definitely noticed I've been trying to prioritize getting some work done, which means, and I'm still getting like, I'll get 5 hours sleep. Like I did a few nights this week of like midnight, go to bed, wake up at 5 a.m. and you just feel it.
It's not sustainable for me.
No.
Like I'd be fucked after doing that.
You just feel a bit sort of mentally drained or vulnerable, like you feel like the willingness just to tell someone to fuck off goes through the roof.
Yeah.
Which is probably
very short.
Yeah,
it's being tired for me makes me less able to deal with fucking little shit. You'd flip out. Like I even felt like today, it's, you know, it's the snowball effect, right? You get in a bit of a negative mindset. And then everything just starts triggering you. You're on the way to work. They're the dudes on the way to work that are fucking yelling, yeah, fuck, get off the road.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they've just triggered in the morning and it's just rolled into this spiral. Fucking someone took my park.
I'm just going to hang, mate, fix your fucking chronotype. I actually don't know if you can fix your chronotype. No. But I was doing a videos today for a neurosurgeon. pretty cool.
Smart, very smart, much fucking smarter than us.
Super smart. Like, so he, neurosurgeon, spinal surgeon. So does like, yeah, works on spines. But it was funny because I've got two herniated discs. Did you know me when I had a real screwed up back? I could barely walk. But anyway, I told myself I'm not going to talk about my back.
Because you said that last time that when you saw him, you had a meeting with him.
Yeah, and I ended up fucking mentioning it.
And so this time, what did
you do? This time, I did it like I was fairly good. But you're like this. Before I left the house, I was like, maybe I'll bring my MRI just so we can look at it.
Did you bring it?
I couldn't find it. But yeah, but he was talking about the difference between a successful patient and an unsuccessful patient in regards to fixing that. Yeah, you know, after post-surgery, and he's saying how much of it is mindset and willingness to do exercises and do all that sort of thing. And we got onto the topic of standing desks.
Yeah.
Have you used a standing desk before?
I've stood up at a desk. No, that
you've
was high
got
enough.
You've actually got like desks at your office that are basically standing desks.
Well,
aren't
I've
they?
Got my like a workbench.
Yes, that's right.
It's quite high, so you could stand there. But yeah, I don't mind it. But I've got no issue with my back.
But even if you don't, being in a like moving around, going from a seated position to a standing position is really good for
you.
Rather than, I think the research is that just being in one position for too long isn't good.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, you look up articles, you can type in standing desk and read all these articles about how standing desk is shit for you, right? Like, they spin everything the other way now. But my point being is, you know, my fancy pants $1,700 console concept standing desk, I was, you know, electric.
Which all it means is just there's like a button to raise it up and down. And I bragged about your desk to somebody. I said, it's got, you plug it into the power and then you can power all your devices off the desk.
It is really. And I can plug in USB, do all that sort of thing. And I think, I don't know if I mentioned it on an early podcast, I nearly fucking ripped the power out of the cable.
You either did or I've heard the story 17 times.
Yeah, because Bree like wrapped all the cables up really neatly, not allowing for the fact that it would go up and down. It's going up and I hear a...
Quick question. Is Ted Baker a brand or a band?
It's a brand. I think that he was just trying to fuck with me. I think the answer is just it's a brand.
Yeah, no
but
problem.
The standing desk made me realize... haven't really, if I actually worked out how much time I've spent standing at my standing desk, it would be so limit like
true. And so what was the surgeon, what was his 2 cents?
He was
it?
Saying how good standing desks are, because so much of our issues are the result of sitting too much. And he actually he's going to be getting one of the Movi standing desks, which is one of my clients, which is the it's like a platform. So if you've already got a desk and you just want to have a sort of a standing thing, it's like a really nice bamboo top.
All right, mate, this is not this a is the last. Just plug your clients.
You can plug one client. Who's your favorite client at the moment?
I mean, we're talking about sleep. I've got a client called Sleep Republic.
Yeah,
they sell mattresses in a box, but they're the OGs of the mattress industry. So they actually, they're not the new school, just a bit of foam in a box that rocks up. These things have springs, different layers. It's, oh, so fucking good. We got a king.
Where did they, how did they start? Did they start in normal mattresses and then?
So they've got a company called Chiropractic Bedding. So they're like bedding
specialists.
Sounds
expensive.
Yeah, definitely. They'll be more the higher end. But then they've got like a warehouse and they've got a warehouse in Melbourne that makes some of these beds. So they do range of different mattresses, and this is just one of them. They mattresses in a box. They it's so cheap though, like $1,300 to $1,500 for a king or something like that.
And you've got a king bed.
It's so big. It's the, you, Amy and I now, because Bodhi doesn't fucking get in the middle of us. We just spread out. You can literally sprawl out on a king bed.
Is it so impractical though? It's sort of like having a big couch. Where you're going to be so limited by the places that you can live. Are you going to just have to sell it as soon as you go somewhere, do you think?
I don't think I could live in this house. All the new apartments, they're all shoeboxes, tiny. No. The bed would fill out the room. But we don't spend much time in our room anyway. It's like you do your sleeping in terms of like awake time.
Yeah.
You're asleep. So I like the idea of a fine, smallish bedroom with a huge bed in it. It doesn't bother me.
Did you have a TV in your bedroom as a kid?
I bought one, like fluoro yellow from, you would have been this kid.
Nostalgia alert.
No, oh yeah, yeah, you, that's why you love it.
Yeah, look how much I'm smiling.
Cash converters.
I never did anything from cash converters, never.
Not the converting the cash bit. But just buying shit. Stuff. I was obsessed with going.
I've never bought... This is disgusting. I can count on one hand how many times I've bought something secondhand. And it would have been years and years ago. It was like I bought a clapper board off eBay and it was 1/10 of the size that I thought it was going to be because of the photo. Anyway, your TV.
Anyway, so I bought one of those. I remember buying it from Camberwell. $140 or something like that. It was tiny. Needed like the ear, you know, the, what do you call it? Rabbit ears for reception.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had those on top, but I had that in my room and that was cool.
I just remember us having like, you know, we had like a family room and a lounge room and convincing mum and dad to allow me to take like one of the TV, like the lounge room TV, which we didn't use much, and putting it in my room. I think it started off probably to play like Sega and stuff like that.
Sick.
And then I just like one of my favorite things to do with as a kid was having like Rove Live or even like Big Brother Up Late on.
Yeah.
And just like going to sleep and you put it on, you'd be able to flick through like 15, 30, 40 minute timer.
Did you ever audition for Big Brother?
No, I've never auditioned for a reality show. Have you ever not auditioned for a reality show?
Hang on, you did my head in like the Ted Baker.
Which ones have you done? So you talked about
the block,
Matt Tilley being a troll of you and the block. Oh, saying yeah, that you're just a bit block. Of a famous.
What else?
Whore.
That was one.
I just called you a famous whore. I meant, I think fame whore, famous whore.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, you're a bit of being a bit.
What else? No, I can't remember. Maybe like some other shows that were more presenting based when I was on a mission to be a presenter.
Yeah. Tell me about the process of auditioning
for any show.
The Block.
That's a big one, but the reality is they fucking are looking for people with profiles. So if you've got
really.
100%. Look at the people that are on this year.
Well, the Daily Last Talk Show. Did you see? You think things would be changing for you? Podcast host.
Last year they had a girl on that had like 700,000 followers.
Yeah, that's
She's big. In a bikini most of the pics. But she's a cool chick. Like she's got a personality and she has a profile.
Yeah.
So they're going to go with the person with a personality and a profile.
So I was talking to Eliza. Hamish Blake's like EA. She does heaps of stuff with Hamish and Andy. She was on Married at First Sight. She was the one of the bridesmaids. She was saying how disgusting the producers were.
Mm.
There were two times throughout the day where all the crew were eating and they had got nothing. They were like starving. They would be like locked in rooms, weren't told what was going on. Mm. They were asking like when they're getting off the boat, and apparently the producer was like swearing at them, like, don't you think we want to fucking get off the boat? Like really rude.
I'm on the side of the producer.
Why?
Because what do you expect? A show called Married at First Sight, when you get two people to get married straight away.
No.
The people that are on those shows, fuck off. No, come on.
They had to, how about this? So something about Married at First Sight. They had to get their own way to from Melbourne to Sydney.
Yeah.
And they got, so you know, like there's a whole wedding type of thing.
Mm.
They each got $100 to spend on their dresses for the bridesmaids. So the bridesmaids had to, if they wanted to spend more than $100, they were out of pocket.
I'd be more concerned that I know somebody who has a friend that was on Married at First Sight. I'd be worried if I was Hamish Blake that has an EA that has a friend that was on Married at First Sight.
No, she was on Married at First
Sight.
As in she was the actual married.
And
sure.
If you know the person that's getting married on Married at First Sight, fucking defriend them. Watch the hell.
But it isn't, mate. It's coming from the block, guys. So you see the block is different.
I definitely think it is. because all you're doing is trying to win a house. The other one, you're tangled up in some fucking emotional, like, horribleness.
Yeah.
And The Block's had its fucking bad raps as well.
I guess once you, like, if you're in your 30s or something, so what do you got to, like, it's an experience.
Yeah. I mean, fuck, it's pretty clear why you go on The Block, because you want to fucking win the house, right?
Why do you think you go on Married at First Sight?
Because you want to be famous.
You reckon?
100%. You don't give a shit about the love. And maybe someone's like, yeah, bullshit. But really, have you not worked out that there's other ways of finding love that's not on national television? Because you wouldn't. If you were genuine about finding somebody.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't.
You probably wouldn't.
No.
You might
say
you
wouldn't go on Tinder either, would you?
Yeah, I reckon you'd go on Tinder.
Hey, were you ever single during Tinder?
The very, very beginning.
You've really
of Tinder.
Thought about it, haven't you?
Nah, because I never got to explore it. But to be honest, I have always had, with any relationship, it's been like that, meeting somebody and there's been a spark, right? And I've appreciated a chemistry between myself and somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That I almost feel like I'm a bit old school in that way, where it's like I struggle to be on other, you know, on something like Tinder, looking to see if a chick's hot. To then other than that, you're just thinking they're hot. I don't feel like there's chemistry, right?
Yeah.
So then, but so for like meeting Amy, it was like, fuck, I had all these other things going on,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Go on.
Had a boner? No. Anyway, but it's
the,
like,
I think it's the first time you said boner.
Boner.
Are you going to get another text from Joey? Tummy? Don't What's, say boner. My son does not get boners.
Anyway, so I don't think...
Anyway, moving on.
If you're trying to say that you don't go on that show for love, or you don't go on that show for anything but love, I think it's a bit of a lie. I think
I'm trying to think if I've ever applied for... I don't think I've ever applied for a reality show.
I never... No. Never for Big Brother.
No, I... No.
For me, sorry.
No, I haven't done any of them. I don't know, it just feels... I mean, the closest thing we'll get to reality stuff is the content that we create, and then we're the fucking producers.
I've already got my own show. It's on YouTube. It's exactly. youtube.com/TommyJacket.
How many videos have you done so far? 2018.
15.
Goals 100.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're still on track.
I'm still on par. But the thing is, like, I could pump out, I could do a week of just 5 days, of, like, every day a video.
Yeah.
Which I probably will at some point. It's just a bit of a challenge. But at the moment, I've got two to edit that I've got there. So
yeah. Any recommendations before we go? Things that people should watch or listen or enjoy?
Well, you've got one.
Why do you say that?
So I can think of one.
Oh, okay. No. Did I tell you about a book came out? It's on Amazon, but it's also I actually downloaded the audio book. So Ryan, you know Ryan Holiday?
Yeah, you've mentioned him.
He's the guy who I think, nostalgia alert, I've just looked at my phone. This always happens. Hey, as soon as I look at my phone to do anything show related, my mum has literally just said, Jakey found some friends. Jake is my brother.
Yeah.
And she's posted a photo, nostalgia alert, of like old,
hand puppets.
Tweety and what's that? What's the
Bugs
rabbit
Bunny.
One? Bugs Bunny. As,
hand puppets.
Man, used to love them as a kid. But no, so my recommendation, I'm only like a couple of minutes in for this audiobook, but it's by Ryan Holiday. Ryan Holiday was the marketing director of American Apparel.
Mm.
At the age of like in his early 20s, huge role for the time.
Mm.
And he's written awesome books like The Obstacle is the Way, yeah. And Ego is the Enemy. But he's got this latest one called Conspiracy. And it's Peter Thiel, Hulk Hogan, Gorka, and The Anatomy of Intrigue. So it's all about the shit that went down.
So Hulk, Peter, what happened? Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
A sex tape.
Are you okay? How many beers have you had?
I've had three. A sex tape came out of Hulk Hogan on Gorka, and Hulk Hogan sued Gawker with the financial support
of Peter Thiel.
Of and Peter Thiel, who's the billionaire.
Peter Thiel, PayPal.
What else has he done?
Facebook. He was a
fuck.
Early
He's
investor.
Just an investor. Yeah. Angel investor.
So they. I think Gawker released an article a long time ago about Peter Thiel being gay, maybe, or something. Yeah. Or,
and so he had a vendetta.
Yeah. And so I think he spent about $12 million on helping Hulk Hogan sue Gawker, and
which closed Gawker.
Yeah.
So, they went bankrupt. I watched, there's a great documentary about
I have seen that as well.
Netflix.
Yeah, so he's
fascinating.
So this would be an interesting book. Ryan Holiday is very good at sort of deconstructing things.
So is he saying it could be a conspiracy?
No, I don't. I actually have no idea. I think that he might use that story as a, what's parable mean?
I don't know.
Parable. Look up parable. I just feel like it's a parable because I've heard a few people use the word parable lately.
There's been multiple times on this podcast where you've said a really great word but had no conviction in saying that word.
Fuck, mate. I have nailed this. Parable. A simple story used to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson.
Have more fucking
faith
in
yourself. As told by Jesus in the Gospels.
Okay, you missed that.
But no, so, but I guess that Jesus bit is
Hulk Hogan's Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Any recommendation from you?
Nah, I was too into what you just said. So
thanks, mate.
It's, we're done.
Well, maybe another recommendation from me, sleep.
Yeah, it's probably a good recommendation.
Yeah.
If you haven't had any, get some.
And turn off your phone or put it on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah. If that's your issue. Otherwise, stop taking drugs.
Yeah, that also. Yeah, the heroin won't help.
No, that will help for sleep.
Does it really?
Speed.
Gives you the
get
nonce?
Off the, get
nonce?
Off speed.
Thank you, everyone, for the emails too. Special shout out. We're going to do shout outs every Friday. Michelle, thank you so much for the emails. And every time you send an email whilst I'm shocking it, you're going to get basically a response, like 100 responses on the emails over the weekend. But thank you. We look forward to the PO box bit of mail. That's very exciting. And also to Sean.
Yeah, absolute legend.
Yeah, he gave us a bit of love on his Instagram story.
Yeah, Sean, email us, because if you do something, I'd rather give you a shout out than all of Josh's rich friends who have businesses that he keeps plugging. So if you do something, Sean, that you want to plug,
yeah, mate,
I'll plug it for you.
There you go.
And I'll make sure I pronounce every word like Josh.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. And we're on the mails at P.O. Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067.
We're not getting shit. Anyway.
All right. Have a lovely weekend, Friday, everyone. And it's where... a week and 2 days away from our Krispy Kreme app.
That's awesome. Can't wait. Episode 40.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.